Welcome to Precept to Practice, CE Impact's podcast created specifically for pharmacy preceptors. Each month, we cover a topic that is focused on helping you connect to resources and ideas that can help you improve your precepting practice, become a more effective teacher and mentor, and balance the business that comes with these additional but important responsibilities. In today's episode, we're talking about CPD, Continuing Professional Development for Preceptors. I know, it's a term that sounds way too academic and probably something that you don't really think you need. I'd like to challenge you to think again. Studies show that an intentional approach to professional development not only leads to changes in how we practice, but also how we precept. And it's no secret that growth and development can help us avoid burnout and enhance our own sense of accomplishment and career satisfaction. When CE Impact first began creating courses for preceptors years ago, we actually got some pushback. Preceptors thought they didn't need it and migrated to clinical topics instead. As our world changes and the students we engage with are changing, I think I'd really be hard-pressed to find a preceptor who didn't have something they were struggling with as an educator. In this episode, I talk with CPD champion Logan Murray. Logan is a fairly recent graduate himself and also completed his PhD, clearly a lifelong learner. Listen in to learn how taking time to practice intentional CPD can make you an even better and more gratified preceptor. Hi, Logan. Thanks so much for being here today. As we were kind of warming up for this conversation, we're chuckling because Logan and I actually just spent the last 3 days together at a meeting, and now here we are on Zoom getting together to talk about CPD for preceptors. So, thanks for being here, Logan. Can we maybe start by just having you share a little bit about yourself and how you became the CPD guru that you are today and what your journey's kind of looked like in the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Kathy, for having me. Went to pharmacy school and at the University of Iowa. During that time, really started to get interested in, you know, assessment, individual development, and overall student success. And then as a result of that interest, ended up going back and getting my PhD at the University of Iowa, again, focusing on, you know, community pharmacy enhanced services. How could we support the profession in developing those services? And then also supporting our preceptors and our students in their own kind of development and skill acquisition that would allow them to enter practice and able to continue to advance the profession. So that was really kind of my interest in entry into continuing professional development, and then realized that it was kind of a much more formal process than I think I ever really gave it credit for while going through pharmacy school and grad school, creating individual development plans, reflecting on, you know, my learning needs, reflecting on what my experience was over the course of the year, and then creating new, SMART goals for the following year, and realized, you know, how instrumental that process was in my own individual development, how instrumental it is for a lot of pharmacists that go through that process. And then thinking about how we could increase, you know, both awareness of that process and facilitate, you know, a really meaningful process for learners to go through, you know, the CPD cycle to really identify their goals, identify their strengths and weaknesses, and then engage in meaningful education to do so. So that was really kind of my entry into CPD. And then it's been really exciting to understand more about the formal process and what that could look like for, you know, pharmacy education as a whole.
Yeah. And as a member of the ACPE team now, you get to educate all kinds of people on CPD and what that means and how it can be so useful in practice. So can you just maybe talk briefly, just for those that might not be as familiar with the formal process, what is the CPD cycle when you refer to that? What are the components, and then how does that maybe play out in healthcare pharmacy practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can read you the definition from ACPE, which is CPD is defined as a self-directed, ongoing, systematic, and outcomes-focused approach to lifelong learning that is applied into practice. And really, I like to think about it as, you know, the specific processes of learning. So, you know, are we reflecting on our learning needs? Are we identifying those learning needs? What activities are we participating in that ultimately address those learning needs? And then how are we applying that learning into practice? So really going through the different steps of the CPD cycle. So, you know, reflect, plan, learn, evaluate, apply, and record and review. So really, you know, each individual component of that cycle allows the learner to kind of walk through what a lot of us do on a daily basis, but in a more formalized and structured way. So that's really how I think about it, is, you know, the process of learning and then, you know, engaging in those specific activities, which ultimately facilitate learning.
Right. No, that's great. Yeah, I mean, these are things that we're likely doing in an informal capacity all the time, and we aren't necessarily realizing it, or because we're not engaging in it more intentionally, you know, we're maybe just scratching the surface of sort of the process and not maybe getting as much of the benefit out of really approaching it in an intentional way. Can you talk a little bit about what, you know, how you see that playing out in pharmacy practice? Maybe a couple of examples or an example about how that might play out for a pharmacist or a pharmacy technician or another healthcare professional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like the word intentionality, you know, intentional that you use there. And again, it really is a process that I think, you know, most pharmacists that I know, friends from school, go through this process. It's just, you know, how structured is it? And are you, I think most importantly, at the end of, you know, that process, are you really thinking about what's next? And so that level of intentionality really makes the whole process, I think, more meaningful. In terms of the context of pharmacy practice, I think the nice thing about CPD is that it really is conducive for, you know, pharmacists in a wide variety of practice settings. You know, that could be in the community setting, that could be in the inpatient setting, and for, you know, for a lot of folks in the non-traditional, you know, pharmacy roles. I think the ways that we've, you know, had conversations about CPD being used is at the state board of pharmacy level, as a way of, you know, creating an educational plan after an individual receives disciplinary action. So, you know, helping individuals identify those, you know, learning opportunities and then helping them plan that process. I think we've also talked about it a lot at the college and school of pharmacy level, both for faculty and students. So again, that individual development plan component, can we help faculty plan and reflect on kind of their individual goals for that year, and same with students. And then I think a big one that we've talked about and think about a lot is, you know, both employers, you know, helping our, you know, employees develop and identify those, you know, new skills that might be necessary to take care of patients or participate in pharmacy practice. And then a big one, which I know preceptor practice focuses on, is preceptors and residents. So, you know, how can we not only develop our preceptors, but how can preceptors use the CPD process to create meaningful rotation experience and residency experiences that help individuals identify not only their, you know, learning needs during that experience, but facilitate kind of that lifelong learning mentality. And then also kind of really, I mean, plan their careers moving forward. So what's the next step after this residency experience?
Yeah, so I like what you say about sort of demonstrating that process or being transparent about that process in practice. Because one of our obligations, you know, as preceptors is to teach critical thinking, to foster critical thinking, to foster reflective practice. And, you know, those are all components of, you know, the CPD process and helping learners, whether they're residents or students, understand what they know and don't know and figure out what they need to do to get to the next level, right? So, yeah, you've kind of touched on that. Okay, do you have any examples, Logan, of mentors or preceptors that really impacted your experience as a learner and what that looked like? Like, how did they do CPD themselves, and how did they make sure that you understood that that's what was happening and what that meant for them?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And also, I mean, again, thinking about my introduction to CPD and, you know, before I was more intentional about it on my own, I think I saw, you know, a lot of pharmacy faculty that I trained with, and a lot of folks that, you know, I trained with in grad school, creating these kind of environments of vulnerability that really facilitated and encouraged a growth mindset. So, you know, I never went into, you know, rotations or specific experiences thinking I'm not good at this. It was always, I'm not good at this yet. And so really having people model that for me and realize that, you know, oh, okay, like it's okay not to know this. And I think all pharmacists will tell you that, like, one of the most important questions that you can, you know, or if you don't know an answer to a question, one of the most important things you can say is, I don't know. And so having people model that and really emphasize the importance of that process, and then importantly, what are you going to do to actually address that knowledge gap? I think seeing my, you know, preceptors that I had and mentors model that and then also have those conversations with me was really instrumental in my own development and, you know, providing me with the necessary skills to not only engage in CPD myself, but to, you know, continue kind of modeling that process for students that I've precepted.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I'm thinking even about past podcast episodes that we've done. We've talked a lot about growth mindset. We've talked about a lot about what we had an episode on creating a philosophy of failure, basically. So, you know, creating a safe learning environment where you don't have to come in knowing everything and sort of modeling that. And I love what you said about, I don't know it yet. And, you know, that's such a great, healthy approach to learning all the time is I don't know it, but I can figure it out. And if I can find the right resources and the right supports, you know, I can get myself to that next thing. So,
yeah, I think along those lines too, Kathy, it's one thing that, you know, as a pharmacist and, you know, going through a lot of training, I felt like all of my goals really, and it is important to have time bound goals, but it's also important to recognize when, you know, you complete a CPD cycle or you go back and you reflect on your past year's goals. And it's like, okay, I met 3 of the 5, which is, it's great, but not perceiving that as failure, but okay, what can I do this next year? Or what do I need to do differently to make sure that I'm meeting those additional goals? And I think that's another really beneficial component of CPD and something we don't always think about is, okay, here's what I wanted to complete this year. And CPD allows you to kind of embrace those opportunities to restructure your learning or take a different approach the following year or, you know, the following couple of years to really, you know, make a meaningful impact on your own knowledge. So I think that's a really kind of fun piece that took me a long time to appreciate as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of conversations here as a team, just in the process of strategic planning. When are we done with something that we said we were going to do, you know, when? And then, and also, you know, we might have 1-year, 3-year, 5-year goals, but the environment changes or the people change or the, you know, the healthcare challenges change. And so we have to shift our mindset to, you know, and shift those goals to address whatever it is. When I think about preceptors, you know, lots of things change that might shift how they approach preceptor professional development specific to their teaching and mentoring. You know, there's a lot of talk in pharmacy education about, you know, sort of the student body is changing post-COVID, you know, and how, what skills might you need as a preceptor to meet those new students where they are based on the challenges they've experienced in the last 4 to 5 years. So, you know, having that flexibility, I think CPD, an intentional approach to CPD really provides a flexible infrastructure that allows you just to kind of keep moving through the cycle and shifting as you need to and making changes.
Absolutely. Yeah. The flexibility is, you know, in my opinion, a huge benefit, especially in the ever-changing, you know, landscape of pharmacy practice.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And lots of new challenges. So as far as barriers to practicing CPD in its truest sense, you know, in your experience, you've done a lot of research and had a lot of conversations around this concept. You know, what are the common barriers that folks experience and how do you overcome some of those?
Again, I think another great question. And yeah, this is one I certainly don't have all of the answers to. I think from my awareness of, and just conversations that I've had and some of the scholarship that exists, obviously some of the big ones are always, you know, time. How do I make time to do this? And then I think another one is, you know, what is meaningful reflection and, you know, how do I do CPD? You know, how do I reflect in a meaningful way? And I think that this is an opportunity for, you know, providers, preceptors, especially to, you know, work with students to create that structured process early in the educational experience. And then that allows them to, you know, be okay, this is what it is. And as I go into practice, you know, I'm a little bit more malleable when it comes to identifying and knowing what my learning needs are. I think other, you know, barriers is that we see is support. And we've seen this with the international models of CPD, specifically with New Zealand. All of the pharmacists that participated in their, you know, CPD portfolio process said that the peer support was such a hugely instrumental component of their ability to actually engage in this process. So, you know, that community element of pharmacy is really important. Having a peer, having a mentor that can really guide you through this process. Again, what, you know, a perfect role for preceptors. And then I think other barriers is, you know, the onus is obviously on the individual to identify their own learning needs. But when we think about organizations and employers really, you know, helping staff, employees, residents, pharmacists, you know, creating that designated time and incentivizing and placing emphasis on how important this process can be for maintaining competence, but then also developing new skills and, you know, innovating within your own individual setting. So I think providing that support, both on an organizational level and on an individual level, is really, you know, both a barrier, but has the potential to be a huge facilitator.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I know when we first started years ago, I mean, we've been, you know, creating preceptor development education for many years now. But I know when we first began, there was a sense among preceptors that they didn't really need development in the teaching and mentoring space, that maybe, I don't know, was something that just came naturally or was part of your style or whatever. You know, and we created a journal club that was more of a collaborative learning experience, you know, hoping that would sort of be the hook for folks to engage in the education. But the reality is this teaching and mentoring component is so important and such a big part of what you do every day as a pharmacist, whether it's your mentoring students, residents, or you're mentoring new practitioners or new colleagues or any of those things. And so, you know, I think we can't discount the importance of thinking about the whole practitioner and, you know, what we need on all of those fronts, not just, you know, clinical knowledge and skills.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's something that it took me some time to learn and figure out is, you know, my precepting style worked really well for some students. And that's great, but it wasn't the silver bullet for every single student that came through, you know, an experience that I was responsible for. So having as many different tools and as many different resources and approaches to precepting and understanding, you know, the student is an individual learner and that experience could look a variety of different ways for them. They also come to that experience at a different place. So where I found a lot of benefit of CPD was, you know, realizing that, yeah, I was probably a fine preceptor, but there were definitely opportunities for me to improve based on, you know, students' different skills and needs, like we talked about earlier. So as the students change, we also as preceptors have to be flexible and willing to, you know, take different approaches that facilitate those meaningful learning environments.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I'm sure you were more than just a fine preceptor. That's a 4-letter word.
I appreciate that. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I didn't prep you with this question, Logan, before we were, when we were chatting earlier, but for folks who want to try to start taking a more intentional approach to this, what's a good place to start? I mean, what would be kind of a couple of key little pearls that you might share that could get folks on the pathway?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be revisiting a concept that we talked about earlier, which is that intentionality. And then not only just being intentional, because again, these are processes that pharmacists are doing a bunch, preceptors are already doing, but really making them intentional. And I think along with that intentionality comes, you know, meaningful reflection. And then also, I think, goal development. So if you could just start with, you know, reflecting around your own practice experience, reflecting on your abilities as a preceptor. And there's tons of different competencies that exist out there that allow you to think about the skill set that, you know, you're encouraged to have, which again, using that kind of competency-based approach really brings in some of that intentionality. So, you know, really reflecting in a meaningful way. And then I think importantly, and, you know, literature supports this, but documenting that reflection, and then also documenting, you know, measurable and achievable goals. So what do you want to really make a meaningful, you know, stride to change within the next 12 months? And that could be something like, I want to develop a new tool or resource for my rotation students, or, you know, I want to participate in 3 specific, you know, continuing education activities that are focused on providing meaningful feedback or providing, you know, safe and effective feedback for students. So really creating those, you know, measurable and intentional goals, I would say, is really the starting place. And, you know, being honest with yourself when it comes to those opportunities for improvement and taking that growth mindset approach. So knowing that, you know, we all really care about student success. And when we're precepting, we care about, you know, all of those different experiences that we're creating. But thinking about the opportunities that we have to improve in an honest way. So those would be the two things, you know, intentionality, and then really just starting and being honest with ourselves in our reflection, and also in, you know, making our goals.
Yeah, that's great. Intentionality and honesty. Those are probably two pretty good rules for life in general. I think it's tempting to treat CPD as an academic concept that, you know, it's, oh, that's just, they just need that in academia. But in reality, it's a pretty practical approach to pretty much anything we do. And the more intentional we are about our own professional development, the more success we're going to see, whatever success looks like to you, right? And, you know, of course, there's literature that suggests an intentional approach to CPD brings job satisfaction and fulfillment and all those things. So, this has been a really helpful conversation. Just kind of, we'll do a quick sneak peek here, but advisory group, we met with an advisory group a couple of weeks ago, and it was something that came up was really kind of an aha moment for me that I hadn't really thought about. And one of the members of that team said, you know, as pharmacists, we go to CE for, you know, that baseline disease state management, you know, the clinical education, staying updated on guidelines, you know, all those things. What do we need to know to be clinically relevant, you know, and experts, medication experts, you know, in our field? But she said, when it comes to professional development, they look elsewhere. They don't even look at CE for professional development. And that really, you know, I get that. I mean, that's not always available. You know, we have, you know, created a lot of resources for preceptors that are accredited, but it doesn't cover all the bases. And, you know, there has to be multiple elements of that. So we've been talking about CPD for a long time, you know, did a pilot in Iowa years ago, you know, lots of, and other states were involved in that too. But it feels like CPD as a concept is getting a lot more traction right now in practice. I mean, BPS is now requiring 20 hours of CPD for renewals. You know, you're seeing it as a, you know, more of a mainstream everyday concept in lots of areas. So can you talk a little bit about some, you know, the resources that ACP has been working on and what opportunities there might be for pharmacists and pharmacy technicians to document their CPD and things to engage them in the cycle and basically have that effort acknowledged?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to your point, Kathy, I do want to acknowledge, you know, the 10 plus years of work within pharmacy education that has been done, you know, by a bunch of individuals that are all really passionate about education and supporting professional development for the pharmacy workforce. So want to acknowledge all those folks as well. From an ACPE standpoint, starting January 1st of 2024, there will be a CPD accreditation pathway where providers are eligible to develop CPD programs for learners and then submit those for review. Through that process, learners will be able to receive CPD units for completing those specific components of the cycle that we talked about earlier. So again, that intentionality component, if a learner completes a meaningful reflection and the provider reviews that, they're able to award, you know, 2 units for that specific activity. So trying to provide some, you know, incentive via CPD units for the learning process, in addition to those meaningful CPE activities that learners are already engaging in. So trying to create that hybrid model for, you know, we know that our providers are making, you know, tremendous strides to delivering meaningful and valuable, you know, education related to, you know, a wide variety of topics for individuals to learn. But then also, can we help learners receive that credit for the other things they're doing outside of those educational experiences to, you know, advance themselves, take care of their patients, become better preceptors, and ultimately move the profession forward. So trying to accommodate all of the different, you know, both the learners and the learning that is being completed by the pharmacy profession.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got to move away from the check the box approach to continuing education and professional development and get to a space where, you know, folks are acknowledged for their own self-directed ongoing work that they're doing, you know, that makes their education relevant and specific to them. So.
Yeah. And to that point, one of the values of CPD, like we said, applying it into practice. So can we use CPD as the approach to really move the needle forward from a, a profession standpoint, and also support the profession as we continue to go through the changes that we're currently seeing.
Yeah, well said. Well, thank you so much, Logan. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to continuing this work with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been great. And long time no see after 3 days off. So thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Continuing professional development, or CPD, may sound academic, but it is likely a process you engage in every single day. Recognizing areas where you might need more clinical information or knowledge, setting goals, even if they're just informal ones, identifying evidence-based sources for necessary information, engaging in learning, and applying what you've learned to practice is really second nature. So why not apply those same principles to your development as an educator? Engaging in professional development can be energizing and rewarding, and as importantly, sets an example for students and residents who have their entire careers ahead of them. Put them on a path to career satisfaction by transparently engaging in your own professional development while mentoring students and residents in theirs. I've linked some additional resources in the show notes for you, including courses that can provide a jump start to your CPD journey and a couple of articles I referenced earlier in the podcast. Be sure to check them out. As always, be sure to check out the full library of courses available in Preceptor by Design on the CE Impact website. Be sure to ask your experiential program director or your residency program director if you are a member so that you can access it all for free. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on Precept to Practice.